The Gen X Factor is recorded before a fake studio audience.
Welcome to the Gen X Factor, a podcast about all things 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond for the dazzlingly uncool in all of us. Join us as we take you on a guided tour through the deepest, darkest recesses of our collective generational memories. Could it be dangerous? You better believe it. But we're Gen X. We were built for this.
What do you say, you bum?
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about, Mick.
I'm talking to you, Fred George Seal the Fourth.
Hey, yo, Mick, I told you it's Rocky.
What was that? You making fun of my name?
I'm not making fun of your name. I love your name because for those that don't know, Rocky is Fred George Seal the Fourth.
I am.
That's
yeah.
Right. And I don't think
he's making fun of you.
Now, Mickey might be making fun of you.
Oh, Mickey is rough.
Women weaken legs.
Yes, that is true. I'm a fourth generation. Our father is Fred George Seal the Third.
Yep.
Our grandfather is Fred George Seal Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Great-grandfather, as we found out, is Frederick. We're not sure if he's George. But anyway, we've always thought of him as Fred George Seal Sr.
Really? We're not sure if he's George. I knew Frederick might be.
Yeah. But anyway, he, for all intents and purposes, was Fred George Seal I, Sr. And so, you know, when I was born, there were four living generations. Our Grandpa Seal was still mm-hmm. alive, and so it was kind of important to carry on that name because there were so many Freds in the family, you know, obviously on our dad's side. But
right.
For those who don't know, you know, our parents, obviously our dad, as you've just learned, is named Fred. Our mom's name is Freddie, who is named after her dad, whose name was Fred. So our parents are Fred and Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Freds in the family, so they had to come up with something different to call me. And they decided on Rocky, a nickname based on a kid that our mom taught
yeah.
in school that she thought was just a really cute kid. And
but you know the great thing about that is it's kind of a gimme. Right,
yeah.
It's like, okay, we had a son. What do we
Oldest
want to name
son,
it?
Right.
Fred George Seal the Fourth.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do we want to call him? He doesn't want to go by Fred or George. Well, let's call him Rocky. So it's really kind of the best of both worlds. You get to
choice.
Name him a lineage.
Yeah.
But then give him whatever name you
give
want.
Give him whatever name you
whatever
want.
Whatever name you want. Rocky fit. I mean, I couldn't see as anything but a Rocky. And, you know, then I think of Toby.
Right.
Our little brother.
The youngest.
The youngest. God rest his soul. Tobin McBride
right.
Seal, McBride being mom's maiden name, and her coming from only daughters, Toby now has the last McBride name to carry on. Right.
Right? So our parents wanted to make sure, obviously, that the lineages were carried forth. And so, you know, you do that with the oldest son,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, it would just follow that it would the next would be the youngest son that would carry on the name.
Right.
So, I mean,
right.
there really wouldn't be anywhere else to bestow any like, yeah, preservation of lineage that I can think of.
So what you're saying is, like, so let's say, for example, you know, I'm going to name my first son Fred George Seal the Fourth.
Right.
Okay? And then, you know, your next son, look, I'm going to give it McBride. Who knows if we're going to have another
right,
son or
right,
daughter, right?
Right, right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, not true.
Wait. Oh, you.
Me.
Oh, I
Me.
Never thought about that. Yeah,
yeah.
That, you could have been given one of those.
I could have been given the name McBride.
Yeah.
Because think about it. Sometimes I think to myself, you know, when they first saw me, they were like, oh, McBride? And mom was like, let's give it a minute.
Let's wait.
Let's give it a minute.
If he lives.
Yeah.
If he survives, we'll
We've talked
him.
About having three. it could be given to a girl or a boy.
It
let's
is,
just... Let's hold off
you know,
on
the
it.
The thing is, I'm 55 years old. You're 53. I mean, I have never thought of this before. Just tonight, we were having this discussion and talking about that. And
so it's actually
with our parents. Actually,
with our parents.
So they.
So yeah. It's actually it's. We're recording this on February 14th. It's Valentine's Day. And Rocky and I happen to be in the same area. I mean, he's in Montgomery. Kim and Rocky, Kyle and myself, and mom and dad went to dinner. And we just started kind of talking about names. And it was cute. And then I just kind of started putting two and two together. And I was like, now, wait a minute. Toby's middle name was McBride because you wanted to make sure the McBride name went on. So why wouldn't I have been named McBride? You know, I mean, what happens if something happens and all of a sudden they cannot conceive anymore? I mean, I think they so little wanted me to have the name McBride, they would have considered adoption if they couldn't have gotten pregnant again just to give the name McBride.
Obviously, we jest. Your facial expression suggests otherwise. But the way this came up is we were talking about just kind of where our names came from, talking about that, and you know, your name is Jeffrey Lee Seal.
Jeffrey Lee.
And we learned something that we didn't know, like where that came from.
Well, I was always under the impression that you know, mom taught school before we were born, and then, you know, then she raised us. But I was always under the impression that two of her favorite students were brothers named Jeffrey and Lee. And they're like, "Oh," I'm like, "That's so sweet," right? Yeah. Well, tonight at dinner, we find out that Jeffrey and Lee were a couple of friends of her sister's who was like 8 years younger.
Like, they're not even your friends?
No.
Like, they were...
And I think if we asked Tammy today, "Hey, you remember Jeffrey and Lee?" I'm not sure she would. So
she's like, "Wait, don't I have a nephew?" No, that's Toby. Yeah.
So needless to say, I don't even know. I'm chuckling at this point. You and I are looking at each other just laughing like, "Oh, my God, we thought that's like you were a couple of kids that endeared mom as a teacher." And it turns out that it was a couple of Rasputin scallions or whatever you call them.
Rapscallions
that hung out with her sister.
Rasputins.
Right? Yeah.
It's almost, you can imagine, like, she's in the hospital a couple of days after having you. She's holding you, and her sister's come to visit her. And they're like, "What are you calling him?" He's like, "I don't know. Tammy, you got anything?" "I knew these kids named Jeffrey and Lee."
Yeah. So we get hit with this. And you and I are looking at each other just cracking up.
And I'm like, at your expense.
Yes.
You just as a defense mechanism.
Just crazy.
Right.
And so I accept this. Yeah. Okay, on this night I accepted it. I wasn't worthy of the name McBride. Okay, obviously you got Fred George Seal the Fourth. I wasn't worthy of the name McBride. I got Jeffrey and Lee. And then mom goes on to say, out of the blue, she said, "Had you been a girl, your name was going to be Robin." And you and I had always known that, right? Yeah. We'd always known. It would have been
funny because it would have been Rock and Robin, right?
And then she says, "And if you're a boy, your name was going to be Keith."
And that just washed over us for a minute.
We're like,
"Wait a minute, what?
Wait a minute. What did you think you had?" "Fred, I'm not sure we have a Robin or a Keith."
"Well, what do you want to do?"
"Well, I mean, shit, my sister didn't have any friends. What about yours?" "I heard him talking about some kid named Jeffrey and Lee one time. What is up with that?
That was so funny where you're like, "Wait, did you just say that if I was a boy, I'd have been named Keith?" But no, just to make it, because it kind of makes it sound like our mom's a little off her rocker or something, which is not the case. What she said was, like, she always just assumed that she would have had all girls because she's one of, you know, four sisters, and she just figured that she would have girls. And what she said was, like, "If I had known that I was going to have three boys, I would have named you..." And what was it? It was like Rocky, Keith, and Joe or something like that?
There was some sort of...
There was a group of three kids that she taught. Rocky was one of them. That's how I got my name.
And somehow Keith and Joe.
Keith. But I think what she meant was, like, "I didn't think that I would have boys. You know, I thought I would have girls."
But here's the thing.
But I don't know why she didn't
So she has a boy named Fred George. Then she has
Rocky.
Yeah. Then she has another boy who we're not sure yet. All signs point to Keith, right? But I don't have boys. Well, no, wait. So, but she's going to wait until the other one. So technically, shouldn't my name have been Keith McBride?
I would think so, yeah.
I didn't get the name. I didn't even get the family name. I didn't even get Keith.
Oh, my God.
We laughed so hard.
I don't know if this is funny to people listening to it, but, you know, one of the things that you've always, like, said that was just so funny, which is where, you know, we initially called this podcast Just Jeff.
Yes.
You want to share that that story of, like, where that saying came from?
Well, I think it just kind of comes from...
You were like, I'm Jeff.
I'm Jeff.
You're introducing, you're like,
yeah.
And this is my little brother. He's a professional golfer, like scratch golfer. This is my older brother here. He's a doctor. He's like, and I'm just Jeff.
I'm just Jeff. Really, there's really nothing to it other than I'm just Jeff.
Which is not true, but it's funny. And you come up with funny things like this, and that's why you're such an endearing podcast character to so many around the world.
But here's what I think could be just as funny.
Yeah?
Just as funny. I think it would have been just... Hey, here's my brother, Toby, who a professional golfer, successful businessman. Here's my older brother, Rocky. You know, he's a doctor, whatnot. I'm just Keith.
I'm Keith.
It works.
It works, but, you know,
it
honestly,
really doesn't. Jeff,
it doesn't
Jeff.
Have
yeah,
as good doesn't. Of a ring to it. So credit to our folks for, seeing into the future far enough that it had a better ring.
It did have a better ring. And obviously, the funny thing is, though, everything we are saying right now is 100% true. This was one of the most fun dinners we had. And I'm not sure Mom and Dad were like, wait, and Dad finally caught it
you
should have been Keith.
Why wasn't he Keith?
So then we get home, and we decide we're watching family movies. Like, Dad gets a bunch of family movies digitized, and we're watching them and this and that and the other. And all of a sudden, Mom goes, my doctor was so mad at me with you, Jeff. I'm like, what are you talking about? My platelets were low. My blood pressure was low. He's like, you're not doing anything you're supposed to be doing. And I'm like, I'm just Jeff. I think when I was born, Mom looked at Dad and said, McBride? And Dad's like, no. Keith?
I'm trying to stay on your dad's good side.
Yeah. So, I mean, Toby doesn't even get the name Keith. So,
right.
Yeah.
No Keith. Toby could have been Toby Keith.
Toby Keith. Wait a minute. Isn't there a character named Toby Keith?
God,
he's a singer. Holy
Red
shit.
Red Solo Cup. Right?
You know what's funny is, so here you're Fred George Seal. You're a doctor. Tobin could have been Toby Keith. And I'm the one to be, I got one solo cup. And I'm going to drink milk. There's just nothing. Mom and Dad intentionally gave me names that if I would have given to my kids, they could have denied they had anything to do with them.
Maybe. And then they tried to, like, make up for it. They said, well, we named you after historical figures, Jefferson Davis and Robert E. Lee. And you're like, well, now I'm canceled.
Well, now.
They just took my statues
down.
That's
not good. Yeah.
That didn't help.
That obviously is a joke because I don't want anyone thinking that Mom and Dad were naming me Jefferson Davis or...
No.
Robert E. Lee, but I mean, at least it has some credibility. I think that was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life was if you were a boy, if you were a girl, you were going to be Robin, and if you were a boy, you were going to be Keith.
That was funny.
And it was like, okay, so did you wait until you found, hey, it's a boy.
One of the other funny things is you and I looked at each other. And this goes back to our, 80s kind of theme of this podcast. So back in the 80s, David Letterman was like just full stride. Late Night
full
with David Letterman was amazing. It was on after The Tonight Show then on NBC. But he would always do a top 10 list.
Yes.
And one time he did a top 10 list that you and I just for some reason always remember this because we thought it was so funny. It was the top 10 revelations from the new Mr. Peanut autobiography or something like that. And one of them, like, number 7, his middle name, Keith.
First name Keith.
What in the world? Yeah.
And now all of a sudden.
We'll reference that from time to time.
Every time. It's like, hey, Mr. Peanut, first name Keith.
So when they brought out Keith, I'd never heard that before. And we both looked at each other. We're like, Mr. Peanut?
Should I be wearing a monocle?
I mean, the answer to that is yes on so many levels, even without this discussion.
And I'm shaped honestly, a little bit like a peanut.
I think we should all wear monocles. Have we talked about that before? I would like to bring the monocle back.
Not only have we talked about it before, I think you ordered a monocle.
No, actually, let me give you some props here. Let me actually give Kyla, your wife, some props. I used to always talk about how I kind of wanted a monocle. And I used to make it like a funny thing that I would say to kind of like for a cringe factor for my kids, you know, like a dad joke kind of thing. Like anytime we'd go on a vacation or something, and we'd like, you know, you go shopping or you go to little antique stores or something like that, I would always say, you know, guys, I would like to find a monocle. I really think I could pull off a monocle. And so, you know, I would just joke with them about that. Well, Kyla got me a monocle for Christmas.
Oh, you got a monocle.
Like a little costume monocle, right? Yeah, I still have it. And, I'd still like a chance to pull it off, but I haven't, like, worn it in, you know, very many circles. So I've been a little hesitant. But I think that's a fashion statement that's far. You know, Colonel Klink, Mr. Peanut, who else?
I mean,
Everybody thinks a Monopoly man, but that's a Mandela effect thing. And in the timeline that we originally started in, he wore a monocle. But in the timeline we've all somehow jumped into, he doesn't. But I think Scrooge McDuck wears a monocle.
Really?
I think so. I know you would think how would a duck support a monocle, but it's, you know, suspension of disbelief.
How would a duck even pay for a monocle?
He was loaded, Jeff.
Oh,
Scrooge put it on his bill.
Keith.
Scrooge McDuck was loaded.
He was loaded.
Yeah, so he had a monocle, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But actually, it is. I'd like anybody who's listening to this to weigh in and say whether you think the monocle is overlooked, or whether the fact that it's fallen out of fashion is deserved and it should never come back. I'd like to know.
And I'd like to know something else.
What?
For everyone out there that either knows me or doesn't know me or have just learned about me through this podcast, I'd like to know, do I remind you of a Jeff or a Keith? Or let me know if you think there's something else.
I've got a feeling there are lots of other suggestions.
Thank you for listening to the Gen X Factor Podcast, your home for all things 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond, because we realize there's a little Gen Xer in all of us. We also realize we're all a little bit dazzlingly uncool. Not sure what that means? Go out to www.rockysealmusic.com and find out. Do you think you might be dazzlingly uncool? Well, if you found your way to this podcast, chances are you may be, or you will be one day. Check us out on our socials. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and you can find special video segments on our YouTube channel called Rocky Seal Music. Stay tuned every Thursday for new podcast episodes wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good Lord.